Time now for Coffee with the Coach, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
All right, Coach, walking around that Ralph Wilson Stadium up there in Buffalo prior to the game, stable ownership, that place was amped up. That was as good a Sunday afternoon NFL divisional type environment that you could have. Great to come out of there with a win.
Yeah, it sure was. We knew it would be a tough, hard-fought situation up there in Buffalo, and it was. There's, as you said, there's a lot of energy in the stadium. The Bills played hard. We had to grind it out there through the second half, and it was a good win for our football team, but it was a tough one.
I know it's football. Injuries do happen throughout the course of seasons. You know, you look at what you guys went through last year. You've lost key players before. Happy to get the win, yet bittersweet that you lose guys like Ridley and Gerard Mayo in a game like that.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly the feeling. It's tough to see guys like that have given so much all year in terms of effort and toughness and leadership to have to leave the field on a golf cart.
I remember sitting here with you about 6 weeks ago, and we talked about Brandon LaFell, and you said he's really starting to fit in with this football team, find his role, find his niche, and you continually see him make a play or two week to week and have this slow build. Next thing you know, has a game like that. What was it in free agency that stuck out when you were looking at LaFell, whether it was playing him against Carolina or stuff you saw in film maybe in college?
Well, I think Brandon's got a lot of things going for him. He's big. He's strong. He's a big target. And he's good after the catch, so he can out-muscle some defenders for the ball. And then when he gets the ball in his hands, he's a hard guy to tackle and bring down. He's able to break some tackles like he did on that corner route against McKelvin, or like he did against Kansas City. He's able to run through some arm tackles and gain some extra yards. Plus, he's a good blocker, and he's a smart kid. He played for us in the kicking game on kickoff return and on punt return. So he's helped us out in a number of ways.
I want to talk about that final drive. Your offense is backed up. You're down inside your 10. It's not the best field position to start a drive yet. You have a couple false starts. You still convert. Fair to say, great mental toughness in that last drive that led to the touchdown?
Yeah, absolutely. Great mental toughness and great execution. You know, I thought our offensive team, we put ourselves in a hole, but we dug out of it. And players did a great job of protecting the quarterback. Tom made some good throws. We had some good catches in some key situations, and it was good to be able to finish the game that way. And then to follow that up defensively to stop them on downs, get the ball back. So we're kneeling at the end of the game. That's the best play in football.